Hello and welcome to the better weather. I hope everyone got most of their winter prep done because a taste of it is coming to New York. Snow and ice will be arriving this week. To all the new drivers out there, beware of black ice forming on roads. It is extremely hard to detect before you are already sliding on it. Ice will form on bridges and spans before the still warm earth. It can also form days after any sort of precipitation due to snow melts. Try to keep that in mind. This will not be your last reminder. Today starts out in the mid-30s and will peak at 50 at 1 p.m. Overnight temperatures drop to the mid-30s again. Tomorrow brings rain and the potential for snow, especially in the higher elevations. The precipitation will grow through the day and fall off overnight, potentially leaving snow in its wake for Friday. Today's closest possible snowfall is 350 miles away, north of Toronto. Over on the river, high tides will be at 10:26 a.m. and at 10:39 p.m. Low tides will be at 4:35 a.m. and at 4:54 p.m. Water temperature will be 50 degrees. If you bail from a sinking boat unprotected and can swim, you should just reach the shores of the river before unconsciousness. And that is why the river data gets put away for the winter this week. Looking way up, we see data analysis from Voyager 1 and Voyager 2 have shown that our solar system has an uneven, breathing heliopause, which is the edge of our solar system, and that the interstellar magnetic fields are oriented the same as our solar system, another curiosity to investigate. Current solar wind speed is 395 kilometers per second at 3.3 protons per milliliter. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2. Quiet. This has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Maker Syndicate.